on this day, September 2nd, 1921. Troops restore peace. Belfast was quiet yesterday and only two unpleasant incidents occurred to mar the otherwise peaceful condition of affairs that prevailed from early morning to curfew hour. Military pickets were stationed at points all along the affected areas while military and police lorries toured the districts. Further detachments of military, including Scottish regiments, arrived. With the death of Walter Campbell, 16, shot in Brown Square, a total of 17 persons were killed in this week's outbreak. While Catholic workers were proceeding to Gallagher's tobacco factory in York Street shortly before 8 a.m., a large mob of orange men attacked them near Grove Street. Shots were fired at workers, the majority of whom were women and girls, but fortunately, no one was injured. Many of the poor people were unable to reach the factory and had to return home. IRA chief blames orange mobs. Commander O'Duffy, liaison officer for the Northern Counties, and as such formally recognised by the British government, states, "The situation in Belfast is far from satisfactory. Sniping is going on in various parts of the city. The military are on the streets, but results show that they are not in sufficient numbers in the disturbed areas to be effective. It is quite patent that the orange mobs are very little concerned with the presence of the military. The IRA are rigidly adhering to my order, cease fire, and are at present entirely engaged in intelligence work. At any moment, it may be necessary to call them into action again." Death of Belfast entrepreneur. The death of Mr. John Robb, chairman of the old established and progressive firm of Messrs. John Robb and Comer, General Drapers and Warehousemen, Castle Place, removes an outstanding personality in the business life of Belfast. The eldest son of the late Mr. John Robb, founder of the great firm, Mr. Robb was educated at Royal Belfast Academical Institution and entered the business which his father had established in 1857. Devoting himself entirely to commerce, Mr. Robb took no part in public affairs, but confined his energies to the development of the firm, as well as the Grand Central Hotel. By his employees, he was always looked upon not only as a model employer, but as a friend, always ready and willing to help them in every way. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. As James Craig's fledgling government was still denied control over law and order, by Whitehall, the Dublin Castle authorities decide to deploy troops on the streets in strength. This quickly quenched the violence, which was widely viewed in the British press as an organised sectarian attack on the city's Catholic minority.